The Two-Week Arrangement, written by Kendall Ryan, narrated by Jacob Morgan and Andy Arndt.
Prologue. Presley. I have 14 days to win the job of my dreams. 2 weeks of working alongside billionaire hotelier Dominic Aspen to land an executive spot at the most prestigious hotel chain in the world. There's just one thing standing in my way. 1 6-foot-2, infuriatingly sexy thing. My new boss, Dominic Aspen. If the rumors swirling about him are true, I have no idea how I'll make it through this in one piece. He's intense, demanding, and mysterious. But I need this job more than you can imagine. I won't play games, won't fall for his charms. Too bad Dominic doesn't play fair. In fact, I'm not certain we're playing the same game. One touch, and I'm putty in his hands. One whispered promise, and I'm done for. But I was never supposed to fall in love.
Chapter 1. Dominic.
Been out with anyone lately?
The tension headache that's been threatening all day finally sets in, throbbing low in the base of my skull. I shake my head at Oliver's ridiculous question, my gaze not straying from the screen of my laptop. You know I don't have time to date, I say, more than a little exasperated that we've had this conversation approximately 6,000 times. Just because Oliver is in a happy relationship doesn't mean he needs to force monogamy down everyone else's throats. I'm perfectly happy being single.
Come on, man, you without pussy is like macaroni without cheese.
My vice president, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck's sake, Ollie, do you have to be so crass?
This recurring conversation is wearing thin. I'm about 3 seconds away from kicking him out of my office, or kicking him in the nuts, whichever comes first. Maybe I'll kick him in the nuts and then kick him out. It's not like he doesn't deserve both. Oliver only scoffs as he wanders to the far end of the office and reaches for a cut crystal glass from the bar cart. The glass decanters hold fine-aged scotch and the best gin money can buy, but I rarely touch the stuff. It's there for two purposes, on the rare occasions when I'm entertaining clients and for Oliver. The man drinks like a fish, though he rarely lets himself get intoxicated by some miracle of his metabolism. But I take no issue with it. It's well after 6, and technically speaking, our workday is over. Without bothering to ask me if I'd like a glass, he simply pours himself 2 fingers of scotch and then joins me again.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?